o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything sweet, sweet jumps.
You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
I'm Jason Matheson along with Alexis Thompson, Don McClain, and Kenny.
Kenny's the one who's had some sweet jumps, I'm sure.
I sure have.
Kenny.
Sure have. Nice.
You got skills. The girls want the skills, Kenny.
Yeah, I got them.
You got them?
Girls only want boyfriends who have great skills.
That's right.
Michelle, I'm brushing my beard right now.
Are you? I can, yeah, actually.
When he brushes his beard.
Oh. Yeah. You brushing? Yeah, I can actually tell you are.
Okay.
Oh. You are brushing your beard. You're stroking your beard right
now.
You're jealous. You're jealous of what?
Just beard brushing? And it being okay. Just, you know, just letting it go. My beard would be very weird, though. It's like three little...
What is happening? What is
she? Dawn, is she...
Oh, squeeze those babies so fast, it's not even funny. Oh. What do you get a beard sometimes, Dawn? Or little scragglies you gotta get rid of?
No.
Or do you don't want to talk about it?
No, I really don't. But I am, you know, I don't know. Maybe I have a full beard, but it's just very blonde, you know?
Oh, okay.
And one time I did an event and I dressed as a drag king, and the drag kings, like, they took my real hair and then pasted it to my face. But they're like, you know, if we darkened this beard you already have, if we just put mascara on it, it could just almost work. And I'm like, what? It's like peach fuzz on my face. And I know that there are things that remove that, but I don't want to do it, guys. I just don't. I don't want to put a tiny razor across my face and start, you know, I just don't. I know there's all kinds of tools. And I'm like, I do too many things. I shave my legs, you know.
Uh-huh. It's a lot.
It's a lot. And I'm just over it. So I will keep my blonde beard.
Big toe hair.
Yeah.
I'm publicly apologize to you right now, Jason.
No, I love this so much.
This is like taking a stick and shoving it in the spokes of a bicycle. Boom.
Yeah.
Now I'm calling B. Arthur to see if she has a beard. Let's see here.
Yeah,
let's
you know she has.
She does. Yeah. I know.
She shaves it or waxes, maybe? Maybe she threads it.
Does she thread? Oh, maybe she has. She goes to one of those threading places. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll leave her a voicemail because she's going to roll us in a voicemail.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, you've reached Amy. Leave a message.
Do we want to know if she has one or how she maintains it?
Yeah, how she maintains
maintains it.
Hi, B. It's Jason and Alexis and Dawn and Kenny. Hope this finds you well. We're just wondering, we're talking about facial hair, and we wanted your expert opinion. How do you maintain your beard? Can you give us a call back? Loves and kisses. Okay, there we go.
All right.
She probably doesn't, when she sees you've called during this time, she probably doesn't listen to any of them.
Yeah.
You know, because it's really not going to be anything serious.
Yeah.
You want to know what kind of beard balm you use.
Oh, crap, Kenny. I forgot to ask her that.
Oh,
what kind of, let me write that down for a future call, because she'll call eventually.
Yeah, because you want it to feel silky and soft, you know?
Beard, hold on a minute. Beard B, what kind of beard balm do you use? Okay, beard balm. Okay, I wrote that down, because I'll never remember that. So when she calls, she'll eventually text back, and then we'll find out, because I'm curious. Because I use a beard. I go to that shaving store, the one that you find in the malls, the shaving company
the
or whatever.
Shaving?
Thank you, Art of Shaving. And I have a little brush that I do, and a delicious-smelling beard balm. And it smells manly. It's the only manly thing about me is my beard balm. And it does. It smells rustic. Like I've just emerged from the woods after killing someone.
Oh, hot.
Jason, we need to explore this.
I'm sorry. What did I just say? Oh, I gave it away.
Jason, why in your world do you always equate the woods with killing somebody?
Because I'm from Indiana, and that's
what
the
happened
always...
to you.
Yes. That's the only way to be a man.
Well, no. I watched my cousin Stan. I had a couple movie traumatic episodes. My Aunt Char let me watch Psycho, and I've said that before on the show. I was a kid, and I never was able to close the shower curtain, so I would flood the bathroom every time I took a shower. And then my cousin Stan thought it would be real funny to let his 8-year-old cousin watch Friday the 13th, the original one, where Kevin Bacon gets skewered. So I have not been a fan of the woods since the original Friday the 13th. I think all bad things originate from the woods. So, I'm just saying.
Yep.
That's probably why, because I often wondered why Dar never sent me to a camp, and I got to write that down, too. I got to ask her today. Why didn't you send me to summer camp? I never
you
went.
No camps at all? I mean, I know there's the wilderness ones, but no music camp or arts and crafts or
band camp?
Yeah.
I went to church camp.
Yeah.
You went to what?
Church camp, you know?
Oh.
It was like a summer camp, but it was like a Catholic church camp for a week at a time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was fun.
I love camp. I wonder what that means, that did I went to camp all the time.
What camps did you go to,
My parents
to,
were like, time to go. Bye, guys. I mean, there are four of us, so. Oh. I went to music camp, church camp, arts and crafts camp. I went when I climbed Mount Fuji in Japan. That was over camp.
That's one hell of a camp.
That was a fun camp, yeah.
Okay.
Kids, go Alexis? Climb up that mountain.
I know. Isn't it so, Alexis, like, 99% of kids that have gone to camp, they go to camps like Camp Waka Waka, you know what I mean? Yeah, or Camp Edenwood, or Alexis goes to a camp where she climbs Mount Fuji. You know what I mean? I mean, it's very Alexis. It's very, very Alexis.
It was fun. But, you would have hated, though. We did spend some time in the woods in camps, tents.
No. See? No.
Lex, did you ever notice that when your mom and dad sent you kids off to camp, nine months later, you'd have a new sibling?
Yeah.
You ever notice that?
Oh, my God.
Good point.
Maybe they wanted to get, like, a BOGO deal or something. Yes. Like, send four kids to camp, get the fifth one free.
Right. That is like Catholic school. My brother's kids go there, and he has four kids. The fourth one's free.
That's great.
You're like, this is a great deal. I'm like, wow, okay. Interesting.
Can I just get the fourth for at a discounted rate? Please. Yeah. 7:12 is the time. When we come back, it is going to be the passing notes, a Friday tradition. But first, My Talk listener rewards are red hot. You can get lit with a $1,500 Lighting RX makeover from Southern Lights. Also, gift cards to Staples, Dick's Sporting Goods, Chipotle, the Chipotle, and Starbucks. Sign up for listener rewards on our website. We'll be back after these words.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From, like, the 70s or 80s.
Places to go, places to go. McDonald's has McDonaldland. Places to go, get the mayor, Big Mac, and even Ronald. A different glass every week at McDonald's. Places to go, places to go, places to go at McDonald's.
Get a Mayor McCheese glass this week at participating McDonald's in Chicagoland. Order a medium soft drink in a McDonald's line glass, 49 cents plus tax, and keep the glass. Da, da,
da. This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. Da, da, da. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry.
I still can't get over that. It's so weird.
Oh God, it's just worth it just for that weird announcer woman. Oh God. Keep the glass. Anyway.
A lot of people still have those glasses.
Oh, I know. I saw a lot of them, Lex, when I was antiquing last week at in Stillwater.
Yeah.
Those, like, Smurf, Star Wars from Return of the Jedi. Yeah, Care Bear ones. I saw them in a lot of antique stores. I want the Mayor McCheese. I loved him. Grimace just looked like a purple turd to me, but yeah.
Yeah.
Hamburglar. Yeah. 7:19, Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Thanks so much for being here. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny on this Friday, September 25th. Dawn, what do we have in passing notes today?
Well, I don't even know. I wasn't told.
Nice.
I know that he asked me about how to pronounce a certain name in the note, but that's, I don't even know who it's from. So I think it's just going to be a surprise to all of us.
Oh, yay.
All right, here we go.
Are you passing a note?
She passes me notes in class all the time.
Do you want to pass me a note and have me circle yes or no?
This is Passing Notes on Jason and Alexis. Old high school notes that producer Dawn found, read aloud by the My Talk players.
It was sweet. We held hands and passed notes.
And you are to read that letter in front of my class.
Read it out loud.
Dawn's friend Sarah is back, which can only mean one thing. We're pretty much running out of characters here. We've only got a few notes left. We got some Mimsy, played by Julia. You ask her if she'll do it. We got some from Kiki, played by Holly, but she's pretty busy all day too. So here we are with Sarah again. We love Sarah. And since we just heard from Sarah 2 weeks ago, we don't really need a recap. Let's just get to it. Donna?
Dawn. Hey, man. What's up? Sorry about the tear at the bottom. It's not intentional. I swear, man.
Okay, so like the bottom right corner of the note is basically missing. It almost looks like a reverse shape of the state of Nevada for all you geography nerds out there. But instead of finding another piece of paper to write it on, she sort of just wrote down into the corner of backwards Nevada.
This is really stupid. The only person I know is Mike, and he's clear on the other side. Hi, hi, hi. Mike, Mike, Mike.
That's pretty much exactly how she wrote it.
That's echoing. Smiley face. Thanks for the thought of giving me a car. I could sure use one, but my mom did say that I could drop her off at work and then take Alex, then drive to school. It's okay, I guess. It's better than being dropped off like all the people around me in this class. Hey, did Phaedrus get busted along with everyone else? I heard he was with them. Hey, I guess I could ask him. He's sitting right over there.
Here's how that might have sounded.
Hey, 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 hey. Phaedrus, Phaedrus, Phaedrus. Did you get busted? Busted, busted. Cool beans. Man, it is hot. Sheesh. I am sweating bad. Great. Who do you think is going to try out for cheerleading? Ha, I don't think anyone wants to. No big deal.
You know, Phaedrus is a pretty cool name. When I asked Don about it, I assumed it was a last name, like, hey, Joe Phaedrus, golf pro. Nice swing you got there. But no, it's his first name. And it's kind of a historic name. It was a name used in the book Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. And it was made famous by Gaius Julius Phaedrus, the first century Roman fabulist.
Fabulous!
No, not like that. He was a fabulist.
Fabulous!
Are you done? A fabulist is someone...
Fabulous!
Is someone who writes or tells fables, as in Aesop's fables, as in Gaius Julius Phaedrus was the first person to translate Aesop's fables into Latin.
Somebody's fabulous!
Now, Aesop, there's a name you hear even less these days than Phaedrus. You're not hearing a lot of kids saying,
hey, did you get invited to Aesop's birthday party?
I wish. It sounds absolutely fabulous. First century dad joke.
Okay, let's wrap this up.
Oh, well, I better let you go because the bell is about to ring.
Spelled with 4 B's, 3 R's, and a handful of G's.
Bye. Heart ya, Sarah.
That's great.
Oh, Rocco. My favorite part, you asked Julia to play.
There's a little history lesson wrapped up in there, too.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little...
And, of course, a dad joke. Come on, guys.
Oh.
Love
yeah.
it.
Okay. Yeah. Little dad joke.
Great
yeah.
dad.
Oh, yeah. Love a dad
Pretty
joke.
Pretty weak. Actually weak, yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. Thank you, Rocco. And, yeah, Rocco, if you want, I'll ask. I'll be glad to ask Julia, and I'll be sure to record that conversation for the show.
oh,
play
yeah.
that. Yeah. Hi, Julia. It's Jace. Would you mind recording something for our show?
We should call her.
She yeah, doesn't want to do it, guys.
She never does.
She no. doesn't want to do bits for
real?
Us. No, for
no,
real.
She's
no,
already a oh. star on one show. She can't handle oh. being a star on two shows.
Yes. No, so. She... Oh,
she wants him to do bits for their show and not ours.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what it comes down to. Yes. And Dawn is absolutely oh. right.
Okay.
Yeah. She honestly likes
Oh, wow. I thought this was just
I just say we recast Mimsy. Mimsy
no.
was one of my best friends. If we have a lot of notes from Mimsy, surely we can find someone else.
Well, I mean, that's right. Lex, they kept replacing oh. Lassies. I mean, we oh, can replace yeah. Mimsy's. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Of course. It's not,
I mean, to me, it would be funny to just get Royce to play Mimsy for the rest of the time. Or just something.
God, please. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Just somebody totally off the wall. If I was speaking to Reavers, we would have Reavers do it. But I've muted him.
Oh, so. No, again?
Yeah, that's not I've muted him again. Yeah, I saw something else again last night. So I took him off.
I spend enough time every day with Reavers, Jason.
No, I'm not kidding. I unmuted Reavers. I did. I unmuted Reavers yesterday when Kenny sent out a tweet about someone we'll mention again. Anyway, Kenny tweeted us about something. We don't have time to talk about it right now. He tweeted us. Reavers was on the text. So I thought, you know, Jace, unmute Reavers on Twitter. I unmuted him, and I'm not joking. I went to dinner with Colin. I came back home. I logged on to work on the show. I saw a tweet from him. It enraged me, and I muted him again.
Oh, God. Oh, wow, just takes one tweet, huh?
And it was actually not even a tweet. He liked a tweet that and this is what was funny was I rolled my eyes and went, oh, my goodness, we're doomed. And this is no joke. I swear on my life, I looked at a tweet from a mutual person of all of ours. And the tweet was very, very depressing, just of the state of the world. And I thought, and I literally said to myself, oh my goodness, we're doomed about this opinion. And then I looked, liked by Chris Reavers. And I thought, no! And then I pressed mute right away. I'm like, mute, I can't take it anymore.
I like how he gets blamed for someone else's tweet. You're still following that person.
I know, but he liked the sentiment. And I'm like, oh, no, Reavers. Click, you're going back into the corner again. I can't handle it.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, just cute to look at. I'll just stare at you from afar.
All the time, dude. Yeah. All the time.
With Reavers specifically?
With everybody. Good friends of mine, yeah. Yeah.
I have to do with family members now too. Colin told me about an exchange yesterday with a family member, and I thought, I can't literally mute this person. I just have to walk away. Anyway, 727. When we come back, Kyle Richards got some good news. Lex has that story. Plus, Dawn has dish on Machine Gun Kelly, and I want to talk about this because I heard him on Stern. And
yeah, this is what this is from.
Oh, Dawn. Okay, anyway.
Just,
yeah.
As far as like his views on love and signs that you're in love with somebody, this is my nightmare.
Okay, you got to hear this. We'll do it when we come back. Welcome back. Put a ring on it, girl. Put a ring on it. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything giraffes mating. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Thank you for being here. We are celebrating Friday here on the show. Deep Tease, as we call it in the biz, coming up at 8:30, 1 hour from now. Alexis will review her forced movie, The Human Centipede. That's right. Oh. Mm-hmm. That's coming up.
There's a foretaste of the feast to come.
That's don't ever say feast in conjunction with that movie. But anyway. But thank you for being here, everyone. In a little bit, maybe in the next segment, B. Arthur has arisen. We were talking about her excessive facial hair moments ago. So we'll check in with her for her recommendation of great beard oil. That's coming up in just a little bit. But first, Kyle Richards from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills got, even if you don't watch the show, this is a happy ending, right? Right, Lex?
Well, kind of.
Kind of?
It's an ongoing investigation, but it's really interesting how it all came together. So Kyle Richards on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Do you remember 3 years ago, she was skiing with her and her husband and kids in Aspen, and her home was burglarized?
Yes.
Like $1 million worth of stuff, mostly her jewelry. Well, I guess she was scrolling through Instagram one day. She follows Diane Keaton.
What?
Yep.
This is crazy.
Diane Keaton shared a picture of a woman who she said is a fortune teller in Santa Monica with these long black nails, like 3 inches long. And she's looking at the woman's fingers. She has some gold rings on, and she recognized one of the rings as her mother's ring, one that was missing.
No.
Oh,
wow.
Weird, right? So
what happened?
She instantly sees this. She hires a private investigator. The private investigator gets to work, can't figure out who this woman is, tried to get a hold of Diane Keaton's people, didn't work. Then she decides, well, I'm going to go through my husband because he's a real estate agent in the area who also represents Diane Keaton when she bought a house. Mm-hmm. So tried to get a hold of her people. And now that's where we kind of are in terms of that. They're talking about, you know, how did she know this woman? She just was posting about the fingernails. She's like, I like black, but this is a lot. You know, didn't know that she was actually taking a picture of Kyle Richards' mom's ring. And then, Jace, you might be able to speak to this more because I haven't watched Real Housewives of Beverly Hills in a while.
Yeah.
She decides that she's going to get help from Mellencamp, who's on the show.
Teddy Mellencamp, who just got fired.
Oh, okay. Well, they, I guess, teamed up to also figure out what's going on. But I guess they were just going around in circles because they can't find this woman. But the search is on. Police have been called. Another investigator is on it. So hopefully there'll be some happy news by the end of this. Now, she might not have been the person that stole it, of course, but she acquired it somehow. And to trace that back, I mean, that seems like a whole Unsolved Mysteries case.
Well, what's nuts about this, if you're listening and you're going, oh, a millionaire got her house broken into? I get it. But what was tragic about this, even if you don't like Kyle, what was tragic about this, as Lex pointed out, a lot of the items that were stolen weren't just, you know, frivolous luxuries. They were a lot of family heirlooms, Kyle's, you know, her mother died and Kyle was extremely close to her mom. And a lot of them were like handbags passed down from her mom and jewelry, as Alexis pointed out. So that's why. Yeah. I mean, it's you know, I can hear people go, oh, it's just, you know, she can buy everything back. No, that was what was so tragic about this particular break-in, was the items that these morons took, including this piece of jewelry from her mom. So, oh, I hope they find it.
Oh, yes.
Because you felt that episode. I remember that episode when she told the ladies. And, you know, Kyle drives me nuts sometimes, but I just felt for her. Because we all of you listening, there's an item in your closet, maybe in a credenza or a china cabinet that means a great deal to you. How would you feel if 5 or 6 of those types of items were stolen, and that's what happened to Kyle? So,
well, just a violation of space. I mean, yes, yeah. It's about the stuff that was taken, but just in general, it's just
bad.
So, very bad. Yeah. Hmm.
What's Dawn? What's going on with? Okay, Lex. I don't know if you listen to Stern like I do. Dawn, what's going on with Machine Gun Kelly?
Okay, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are a couple. He is, if you don't know who he is, he's a singer, rapper. Megan Fox was in his video. That's, I believe, how they got together. And he said he was interviewed by Stern. He said he had never experienced love at first sight before, but he did when he met her. He said, I didn't know what that was until me and her made eye contact. That's when I was like, whoa. Then he went on to talk about how the universe sends him signs, which often occur when he's with Megan. So here's a couple of stories. One, it involves shooting stars. He was out with her. And just to let you know, he's had times before where he once saw a ton of shooting stars while on vacation in Puerto Rico. And that really meant something to him. So the same night with Megan, he saw 2 shooting stars. And he said right after that, a toad came and like sat with us and just looked at us while we were at a dinner outside. And I was like, man, what are you telling me? It's very interesting. God. So the toad is there to go, this is the girl for you. And then... Yeah. So there's that. And then he talked about one time that he was on a date with Megan and he didn't want it to end, but there was a hurricane headed their way. So he went up to a tree and asked the tree to move the hurricane. And then the hurricane ravaged a different island the following day.
They should have did that for Dar.
I have a question.
Yes, Kenny.
how much weed is this dude smoking? Seriously.
Wow. Legitimate question, and though funny, very real. Howard, in the middle of the interview, goes, dude, are you smoking right now? How much weed are you smoking right now? He goes, yeah, I'm smoking a lot. He goes, I'm smoking right now.
Okay, all right.
That explains it all, guys.
Well, I am not a fan of his. That's not even negative, after the interview. I don't know anything about him. Yeah. It's a genre of music that's not in my wheelhouse. I would admit, I know nothing about him. I'm not a fan of his music. Just meaning it's not a genre that I listen to often. But I will say, just so as a person coming into that show, listen, it was a difficult interview to listen to. I had to turn it off. And it keeps replaying, as you well know. And I cannot listen to that interview. And that rarely happens with me with Stern. I couldn't listen to the show. He was so difficult.
I just thought, I'm not even going to try.
No.
So now you've confirmed that for me.
Dawn, listen,
whenever I was like 16, I would think these things like, oh, that means I'm supposed to do this or that. But like, he's a grown adult and she is a grown woman with kids. And it's just like to go, oh, wow. I just don't think that that's love. I think that that is, he hasn't been with her long enough. You know, love is like being with somebody for a while and going through good and bad times and realizing that that person is right for you. And so when I hear that a toad spoke to him and looked at him and he's like, yep, that's a sign. I'm like, oh, no, okay, you're saying this out loud. I mean, some people are kind of sat out there thinking, well, I think it's sweet. But it's like, well, maybe if you're 16.
Well, if a toad speaking to someone is good news, we should all be rolling in luck every time we get an email from B. Arthur. I'm just going to say.
So let me guess something here. The only Machine Gun Kelly I know is George Kelly, the gangster from the 30s.
Yep.
Does this kid, this new Machine Gun Kelly, does he have face and or neck tattoos?
Oh, he has tattoos everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah.
But the face and the neck?
I think so.
I mean, he's got his face.
I don't think he has any on his face. He kind of looks like Napoleon Dynamite with a bunch of tattoos, right? Like John Heder.
Oh, really?
In the face, he's super blonde, but then like he has the same face as John Heder.
He could be a cousin John of Heder, Nick or Aaron Carter.
Yes, that's what I thought,
Very tall, lanky, yep.
Yeah, a mix
he was on
of...
with Kelly Clarkson the other day, too, because she's doing a whole music week, and they were going through his lyrics, and she was giving him high praise.
Yeah, if people like him, they like him, but yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Nothing against the guy. I just think, oh, boy.
Just couldn't listen to that interview.
Do the chickens have large talons?
There we go.
That's all I can think of. Thank you for reading my mind, Jason.
You're welcome. That's why I'm here. 743 TV TRL is coming up next. Welcome back, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Hey, Dawn.
Hey, what?
She's up and ready for our call. Will you give B. Arthur a ring real quick?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, right before we do some TV TRL.
Beer talk,
Beer talk, Lex. Beer talk with Amy Daniels.
Yep.
It's our new segment here.
Mm-hmm. How does she maintain it?
How does she maintain that facial hair? We're going to find out in just a little bit.
Yes.
Does she use oil?
You
does
want
she
me to call
Lex,
her now?
Yeah, go ahead and call her now. Does she prefer, Lex, the balm or the oil? The beard oil or the beard balm? Very important distinction.
It is. And here a comb or a brush.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good question, too. I got to write that one down. No, it's
accessories, beads.
We're calling the home of B. Arthur.
A little ribbon, maybe?
Yeah, little beads, like a fortune teller's house. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Watch. Is she just...
Ooh. Hi,
you. Hang up on her. Oh, God, I can't stand
that
woman.
Was that on purpose?
I think that was on purpose. I can't stand her. Mm. I just cannot handle her today. She is worthless. Worthless as boobs on a turtle. Seriously. I don't even know. Have you ever seen a turtle with boobs?
You know what? It is. That is very worthless. I mean, you can't flip over on your back and nurse turtle babies.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? That hard shell will prevent you from
putting
that.
Putting a lot of thought into this, aren't you?
Well, you said it many times, but I just really took it in this time.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you, Dawn. I appreciate you ingesting that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll call her. We'll find out a little bit later. So, Lex, unfortunately, beard talk with Amy Daniels will have to wait until the next segment. I'm sorry, Lex. I know you're disappointed, as America is. We'll do it a little bit later, because right now.
Welcome to TVTRL, Television Totally Request Live, with Jason Lex. Here's Jace.
Oh, thank you, Rocco. We really, really appreciate that. It's TVTRL. We're taking the phone lines are not open. The Twitters are open. Please let us know what you want to hear. We're going to start with one, we're looking for inspiration. We're looking for heroes out there, and we have one. Look up in the sky, ladies and gentlemen. It's William Catt. It's the greatest American hero for Dawn.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top.
Just for you, Dawn.
Love that guy.
Now we're going to play an obscure one. You know, Lex, I like to throw in an obscure one every so often. And this one is from the 80s, and I call it my uber gay fantasy. And it is, it really is. It's so cheesy. Please, everyone, grab your Triscuits, your Ritz, maybe some cracked pepper Triscuits, because you're going to need, this is so cheesy, you're going to need a cracker. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the show about waitresses, starring 80s legend Ann Gillian. It is It's a Living.
Life's not the French Riviera. Believe me, life's not a charity ball. It isn't all a great big bed of roses. It's not like showbiz, but the main thing.
Theme is so gay, literally, if a straight man is within 2 miles of it, you could possibly turn gay. And we just had four heterosexual men listening right now that just turned gay. No. I'm serious, just from listening to that.
No.
Four, Dawn,
teams.
Keep track, Dawn. We're up to four so far.
It's gonna be a good weekend.
It's gonna be a good weekend for the it's gonna be fun for those four guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I played one for Dawn, and now here's for Alexis. She edumacated herself with this show. It's a delightful one. It's Reading Rainbow, Lex.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. And ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
A reading rainbow.
A reading rainbow.
A reading rainbow.
There. There we go, Lex. Ooh. Reading Rainbow. It is 7:55. Oh, another guy just turned gay. That's what that sign means right there. That's right. Yep, we're up to five. We're up to five. We're up to five. So that's right. Just from listening to It's a Living theme song, that's, we have had five heterosexual men listening to our show that just switched teams.
Wow.
The power of that theme song, I'm telling you.
It's all it takes, huh?
It's all it takes sometimes, Lex. I mean, for me, it was a little more complicated, but for other... Oh, six! We're up to six, everybody.
Wow. Well, they can at least pair off and experience it together.
Oh, yeah, an even number.
An even number, that's right. Hey, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, it's the moment Alexis has been waiting for. Her review of The Human Centipede.
Yes! Oh,
seven. Another. Also, that's right. How quickly do you delete your ex from social media? We're gonna find out right after this.